Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Let's Get Canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Trucker.
What it do, people?
And today's episode, well, breaking news. This is going to be our final episode of the podcast. Well,
as far as I'm concerned, it's just a goodbye for now, cast.
Yeah, why are we doing that? Well, we got more pressing things to do with our time.
Life got in the way, people. You know, we're trying to do some things right now, and the time is just not there right now. I wish it was, but, you know, when you got two people trying to make their way in this world, and we're doing about 12 hours a day, it really don't leave a whole lot much time for anything else. You know, what time we got left over, we studying, we building, we making business connections, we trying to grow the company. You know, well, one day, hopefully, maybe we'll be able to get back to y'all. But as it stands for right now, you know, we appreciate the support. We hope you were entertained. We hope we uplifted and educated. Hopefully we made you think. But going forward, you know, we done made some moves that's gonna take away a lot of the time that we got to try to do this podcast.
Yep. Well, one way or another, if anything, we always try to is bring awareness to all our listeners, worldwide, local, statewide, citywide, and etc. But, you know, other than that, how's life? Well, stock market's crashing. Inflation is still crazy, but I believe the Federal Reserve is trying to raise interest rates in order to combat inflation.
Well, what they're doing is, when I'm looking at the fuel prices right now, right? I'm looking at the federal trying to make back the money that they printed during the pandemic. Because what's the easiest way for them to make the money back is to raise fuel prices. I might be wrong. It might sound like some conspiracy theory, but you got more people that use their cars to get back and forth to live their lives than people that don't. You know, we got a couple of major cities in this country, and those major cities afford people public transportation, try to cut down on fossil fuel usage. But that's only a small percentage of the country. There's a lot more people out there that have to use their cars to get back and forth. And when you figure we got a country with about, I'm going to say we got about 280 million people, and you figure that, let's say half of those people drive cars, raising the gas prices gets the money back they had to print out that devalued the dollar.
Well, I mean, the American dollar is losing value, but if anybody thinks China's going to take over, that they're not. China has way more problems than we do. If the American dollar collapse, the euro will take over, not the Chinese dollar. You don't have to learn Mandarin or nothing like that. It will be the euro that takes over.
Yeah, but the euro is suffering too right now, bro.
I know. No, the American dollar not going to go away anytime soon. Maybe 30 years, maybe 100 years. But the way they're doing it right now, I've been listening to a lot of CPAs. I've been listening to JT. And just like everything they're saying just makes sense right now.
Yeah, the dollar ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Yeah.
It's the worldwide standard for wealth. People don't talk about, I got 100 million yen.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I got $200 million. I felt like this since the liquor store this
morning. Well, right now, everybody's mad at Biden.
Well, according to a comedian, you know, we basically dealing with a president that's a Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, the motherfucker just fell off his bike.
Yeah.
And we talking about a president that in the middle of a speech, he can forget what the fuck he's talking about. That scares the shit out of me.
Pretty much. I'm giving him to August to see if he's going to actually forgive the loans. If not, I'm just going to pay off my shit my damn self. Like, by the time August get here, my loan's going to be less than $3,500. So, if he extended again, I'm just going to pay the whole thing off that month, and that's it. My student loans will be done this year. I was trying to hold out. I'm happy I didn't hold out this whole time. I'd have been so tight that I had this whole time to pay off my loan down and didn't do it because I thought Biden was going to do it. I was like, just in case he didn't, I'm happy I made that decision.
There it is.
Other than that, fertilizer is being limited on farmlands. So which means I know food prices already went up due to inflation, but that was just to inflation. Now, due to the lack of fertilizer, that is going to go up too, especially meat. Meat and seafood go up more too.
Well, see, my thing is, why would seafood be affected?
Well, I think the seafood will mainly be affected based on inflation, not the farming.
Well, when I think the seafood people talking about is shellfish, lobster, crab, shrimp, langoustine, shit like that. But fishing, I mean, shit, all I need to do is go get me, two fishing poles, find me a good lake, I can eat.
Well, for people who farm and fish, they're not concerned with food prices. Now, unless you got a cow, I don't know what you're going to do about milk and dairy, but.
Well, I ain't fucking with milk. I'm lactose intolerant.
Yes, that's why I always get the lactate milk.
I really don't drink milk. I drink oat milk, almond milk.
You
all right? I mean, I really don't even eat cereal no more.
Something happened.
Hmm.
Do that too. I mean, we're the only species that eats milk or consumes milk after infancy. It's kind of retarded. But I'm
famished. You know that Caesar has to cook with that?
I think you bugged out on that one. I mean, I still like milk, but I didn't think it was a problem that we had milk after infancy.
Check the history on it. I mean, I really don't even eat ice cream.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I mean, I think stuff like that was actually a bad thing.
Well, if you're lactose intolerant, anything milk-based is going to fuck you up.
Good at imagination.
Well, I don't drink it like that. I'll drink like once in a blue.
Now that you're the prince, better stay in shape, bro.
But, you know.
Because trust me. See, we're tired of you.
The world is going through turmoil right now, but again, we'll get past it.
You're all right.
For those who are feeling it, the best thing I guess to do is tell you to keep your head up.
I'm on them.
If anything, this is these COVID times and monkeypox and all that stuff that's happening, this is a time to rethink your life. Focus on what's important and just go at it.
Big facts. Big facts.
This is not the time to really gag. This is actually just the time to actually, this is a plan of attack right now.
Buckle down, get your focus on, execute.
And there's plenty of jobs hiring right now.
Plenty. But are the jobs that are hiring offering you a salary that's livable? Or do you need to go get a second job?
I say they're good enough for a second job.
I think as far as men are concerned, you need to have a second job. As a man, you need to be working at least 12 hours a day, period. 60 hours a week minimum. And you need to have the energy to go in and do another day. Maybe at your regular job, maybe at a side job. But you need to be stacking your paper because no matter what economy that you're in, no matter how good it's performing, it's always, always, always going to underperform.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have money in reserve for when those times come so that when it hits, you're not affected. Or if you are affected, it's not an impact that caused you to be bankrupt and living homeless.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, other than that, I know, and that's why we're doing what we're doing now. We're taking this time to utilize our time even better to make more impactful moves and decisions.
That's right, trying to be a mogul. With no skis. What the
hell do you care about that anyway? Now I'm trying to change my, I'm really just trying to change my living situation, yo.
That's a big move right there.
Big move. I mean, I've accomplished a lot. I paid down a lot of my credit card debt. I paid off a lot of loans. So.
Well, talk to the people about how you did that. Like, be transparent right now. What gave you the ability to pay down your loans and think about the moves that you can make going down the line?
Well, I get paid every week. That's one. And I just usually make payments to my loan every week. I don't just wait for the due date. I don't make once a month payments. Even like if your bill is like 300, say your loan amount is 300 a month, you can still pay that 300 a month. But after that, pay 100 a week after that until the next due date.
All right, but see what I'm talking about is there's a lot of young men, there are a lot of young women out there that might be in your situation per se.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes your situation unique enough that lets you pay down your debt so that when you're ready to make that move to be more independent, you could do it?
Honestly,
what's your living situation?
My living situation is borrowed time.
Where you live? You in?
I live with family.
All right, so you live with family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So living with family is giving you the opportunity to pay down your debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of people, a lot of millennials starting out right now, right?
Yeah.
Come back out of college, get a good job, but you stay at home. You stay at home because there's certain expenses that are going to be covered already. You help out with those expenses, but it still leaves you with enough surplus cash to pay down your debt.
Yep.
Get that credit score up right.
Mm-hmm.
Once you pay down the debt, now moving out is more realistic because you don't got a whole bunch of people with their hands out standing in front of you. That's a real strategy right there. That whole bit about, you know, you move out of your house as soon as you can, that's something that the economists put out there so that they can take more of your money and put into the system and take it out your pocket.
True. Well, you know, it's just doing the best I can. And I got tired of taking out loans and borrowing money because, tell you the truth, like, yeah, it might help you financially, but the loan, they really take your time.
Yeah, you still got to pay it back.
Yeah. And I'm trying to free up my time.
Financial freedom is real freedom. You got to buy your freedom in this country. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that you do. That you got to buy your freedom in this country, man. But you got anything else to add?
Nah, not right now, because I'm ready to go get my barbecue popping, B.
Well, I guess that's the podcast, y'all. It's been real.
It's been real, y'all. You know, we might be back, but for today, I know for me, Born Trucker, I'm about to go get me some barbecue popping. I'm about to go bust some guns. About to go enjoy my life. Because that's what it's all about, enjoying your life. I want everybody out there that ever took time to sit back and listen to us to understand that you got to enjoy your life. It goes by faster than you realize. Make those memories so that when you close your eyes on that last moment, you can smile. You can feel like I did something. I left something. People going to remember me. For like two generations, then ain't nobody going to know who the fuck you was, but I'm good with that.
Yeah, I guess so too. I don't have much of a choice anyway. It's not like I plan on having kids or anything.
You know, I got a bunch of brats. I got three of them motherfuckers. It is what it is.
I don't seem happy about that.
Yeah, I ain't unhappy. I got a legacy for what it's worth.
Oh. Nah, y'all. Until next time, y'all.
Peace out, people. Love y'all. Thank you for the support.
Peace.
Peace.